On the edge of doubt, I jump. Yo, sometimes I fantasize, imagine, and dream. Yo, terrific is the term I tag on the tight way. He totally touched this terrible terrestrial.
70 times 7!
Putting in me a passion to put away perversity and pick up praise for the Prince of Peace.
70 times 7!
Yo, I feel like I'm on the verge of a fantastic breakdown. Life, yo, is always better. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Yo.
70 times 7!
Hey, what's up? This is the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson, and I will be your spoken word artist and host. Right now, it is February 15th, and today's podcast is all about fresh start resources. This is part one of today's podcast. Part one is going to be a poem, and just to kind of get you in the mode of thinking about Fresh Start Ministries here in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I had an interview with Gidget Stewart. That's going to be in part two. Thank you so much, Gidget, for allowing us to put the spotlight on you for a moment. And so definitely listen to that and pass it on to your friends. Fresh Start is a place, well, you know what, I'm not going to tell you about it. You're going to hear this poem, and this is a poem in tribute to Gidget Stewart and what she does with Fresh Start. So take a listen. The name of this poem is Fresh Start, and thank you so much for listening. The end. That point where there's nothing more. Finality has come and closed every door to the house of despair while you were inside, and you can't escape no matter what you've tried. All your friends and family have said goodbye. Completely alone, you sit down to cry. This is no fairy tale or dark fantasy. This is your story. This is your history. I wonder if I could, in the middle of your dark, allow me to make one single little spark. Allow me to elaborate on one small possibility. One small suggestion that made a difference to me. I'm not sure if you're ready. It may seem like a myth, but two words that may apply here are simply, what if? What if this is not the end as you now suppose? What if there's a way out that I can possibly propose? What if someone can come inside into your house of despair and show you how to navigate and make your way out of there? What if there's a way to experience life again? What if there's a second chance to be more than what you've been? What if a do-over is really on the road ahead, an avenue of courage with no room for dread? What if there is hope and healing for your heart? What if all this is true? What if there's a fresh start? Thank you so much for listening. Listen, this is part one. Part two is already available, and I want you to go ahead and listen to it. Gidget Stewart is a friend and somebody I look up to immensely. She has some great information. I'm going to leave some links in the description for this post. And thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Hello. Welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. I'm so happy you have decided to join us today. We have Gidget Stewart with us here at Bring Back the Poetry. Actually, Bring Back the Poetry is on the road. We are here at Fresh Start Ministries in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And hey, Gidget.
Hey, Jason.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm going to go ahead and start this thing. Gidget is that, what do we call you? The executive director?
Yes, I'm like servant of God.
Okay. She is the servant of God at Fresh Start
ministries here in Hendersonville, and this ministry has been running for about 25 years. And so, Gidget, I want you to take us back 25 years ago. Walk us back through the story that led you to start this wonderful ministry.
I guess I really need to back up 26 years ago and say that in the course of prayer, the Lord, while I was on staff at a local interdenominational church, really gave me a vision. And the vision was really just a place outside the church, not literally outside church, but the building, for people to come that was not so intimidating for unbelievers or even for people who had maybe were out of fellowship to walk into. And, you know, the heart of it at that time was recovery work, divorce care, grief work, and, of course, helping people through individual crises and or families. And so as I began to pray about it, I felt strongly that God was going to provide a way for all that to happen. And in the course of that year, essentially what happened is I felt really motivated, and then I got comfortable, you know, and I get kind of comfortable in things. And then I thought, I probably miss God. You know, that's a pretty big risk, jumping out of a job I'd been in for almost 10 years and benefits, a salary, you know. And then God shook the nest and literally orchestrated me leaving that church and starting this, and provided the financial resources to do that. And for years, my mother really loved the Lord, my mom and dad, and my mom was very missionary oriented, and she had prayed for years that I would be a missionary. And I was just like, you know, I'm just not going to Africa, Mom. I mean, I'm not a snake person, I'm not a bug person, you know. And the day that we rented our first spot, which was almost 25 years ago for Fresh Start, the building, I just remember going in and sitting down in this big room. It was completely empty. And just I was by myself, and I was just sitting down in the middle of it, and I was just praying. And all of a sudden, it just dawned on me that I was a missionary. And I thought, man, God answers prayer, you know. So, you know, we're really a local mission to our community, and really not just Hendersonville, but Sumner, Robertson. I mean, we have people who drive many miles to come. So that's how we got started. God called us, and as He's always calling us to Himself. And but it was pretty scary sitting in the middle of that room and going, well, there's not even a couch in here, God. And but, you know, within a week or two, there was a couch and a chair. Now we're in a building that we bought about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've been blessed. I love this little, like, little cottage.
Yeah.
And we try to make it welcoming for people. Yeah. And God has, over the 25 years, we've really done a variety of things. You know, the ministries right now, we do a lot of recovery work. Mm-hmm. We do individual counseling. We do a lot of marriage work, pre-marriage, but mainly marriages that are in crisis, serious crisis. Mm-hmm. And we have a ministry at Sumner County Jail. Wow. To the women there. And a lot of people think of us as a ministry, like a women's ministry, and right. We're not. I guess that's because I'm a woman running it. I don't know. But we have men that come as well.
As far as the experience has been for these last 25 years, it sounds like you have five or six different areas to choose from. Mm-hmm. But can you choose from maybe just two or three of them and give me kind of like the greatest hits of God?
Yeah.
With Fresh Start, what have been some of the major God sightings for the last bit?
Well, one thing that's kind of cool, I mean, of course, there's been so many. I mean, every day is a God sighting. But about 11 years ago, no, sorry, longer than that, about 13 years ago, I was on a weekend with some friends. It really felt like I really kind of vision of a ministry. We ended up calling it the Noble Woman Project. And it was really And the idea was to help women after a life crisis to get back on their feet again. And so we just jumped in the deep end of the pool, and we started out, we wrote a curriculum. There was a training program for local women to come and learn life skills and spiritual development, self-esteem, and then we developed an international side of it where we went to about 5 different countries and worked with women to help develop cooperatives, and we were buying their goods. We opened a gift shop that was, you know, part of the training of sales and management for the Noble Woman. I mean, we were just kind of doing a full circle, you know.
Do I see some of the art in here? Some of the jewelry and stuff?
Yeah, those are some leftovers. We're not doing. Here's the God story here. Okay.
All right.
About 4 years ago, you know, we would have sign-ups every year because it was a pretty in-depth program, a big commitment for people, 6 months, you know, 5 hours a week, but you're going to have people sign up, and all of a sudden we weren't having people sign up. We thought, well, this is kind of odd. And we had the volunteers, we had mentors that volunteered these women. It was a pretty big, you know, operation, but nobody was coming. And so we're like, okay, well, this must mean stop. Okay. So we stopped, and it was, we ended up selling everything out of the gift shop, and for all practical purposes, it looked dead, you know. And then about 3 months ago, I got a call or email actually from the chaplain at Sumner County Jail and said, we've heard about what's going on at Fresh Start and the work you guys do there. We're wondering if you'd come and be a part of this Homeward Bound program. And I went, well, sure. And the cool thing was, we already had the curriculum in place because this is particularly for women. Well, they have a men's and women's program, but for these women, these are women that are getting ready to go back into society, and the hope is that if they're equipped with better skills, that they won't end up incarcerated again. So to try to lower that percentage, so I've been editing that material a little bit, but we're 2 weeks into that program at the jail now, and
so
that's brand new right now. But to see what God started, you know, 13 years ago,
right?
And you know, I love that about God. He's, you know, if we can be spontaneous enough to say then I don't know. It just, that to me is just such a God orchestrated happening, you know.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. You had this idea, and then you developed this plan for it, but then that didn't really work out.
Oh yeah, it worked for like 8 years.
Oh, it worked for 8 years.
Oh yeah, we graduated eight classes of women.
But then you set it down for a minute.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, here comes this other thing.
Yeah.
And you're ready for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, we're like ready. I mean, how many times do you just have the perfect curriculum to help people get back on their feet again? You know, you're like, oh.
Well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. When you listed the things that Fresh Start does, one thing that got my attention was that you help marriages in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So if I understand you correctly, if my marriage is in crisis, I can come to Fresh Start and get help.
Absolutely.
Counseling.
Mm-hmm. Not just counseling. We do biblical counseling here. But we're more of a training center.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to marriage, certainly there's that place to listen to the problems that are going on, and you have to do that. But we've got to change that. We've got to get to the core of what started this. And we know that certainly disconnection from God is the number one thing. But then what are the practical day in, day out things that couples are doing that are, you know, destroying their marriage? So we try to train people the right things to do, how to communicate, how to solve conflict and problems, and how to parent even sometimes, and how to respect and trust, how to build that into the relationship. And that that doesn't happen in a minute. You know, we usually spend a year with a couple. The first initial stage is about 4 months. And then it goes to, meeting once a month and kind of a maintenance program. And so it's, it's a journey, but we see so many couples that come and they're done. Even sometimes, sadly, their pastors have said, you guys just need to, and I know that, that always gets a response, but a lot of times when people, and sometimes I'm like, are you sure your pastor said that? And, sometimes their pastors don't. They want to, they just kind of want to hear that. But we just, I think we do live in a time where, sometimes it's easier to say, just cut loose and start over with somebody else. When God is saying, I want commitment, I want faithfulness, I want obedience. Now, we don't advocate, physical violence. We, there's a lot of things that we, sometimes couples are apart, physically separated sometimes for months because of how toxic. Every couple's different.
What I'm getting as I'm sitting here talking to you is this idea of fresh start. I mean, I can't think.
It's in the name.
I mean, that name is so broad and so an appropriate a description that just about if I come here and that's what I need, that's what you guys are going to help me find.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's the hope. That's always our hope and our belief. We believe that.
Yeah.
We believe God offers a fresh start every day and
wow.
He's trying to, impart that to people that come and that was very instrumental. You know, when you file bankruptcy, when you're so in debt, you can't do anything about it. And you and I've been in that debt. We've been spiritually bankrupt. And God gave us a fresh start. And that's really what that was birthed out of.
Man, I'm sitting here listening to your testimony, your words. Let's suppose I don't need a fresh start. But I really want to help fresh start, help others. Do you guys work with volunteers here?
Absolutely.
How can, if I'm listening to this podcast, how can I help?
Okay. Well, we have about 50 active volunteers about
50.
All the time. 50.
Wow. Okay.
They come from, we're an ecumenical ministry, so while, we try to organize around what we Christians have in common, not our differences.
Mm-hmm.
So we have volunteers from just about every church in this town. We have volunteer trainings that equip people to facilitate recovery groups.
Mm-hmm.
We have a single parent program where we feed about 40 single parent families every month.
Mm.
And so there's about 25 volunteers just in that program alone.
Just cooking.
We have partnered with the Black Eyed Pea, and they have given us a reduced rate on meals. And so we actually pay the Black Eyed Pea, and it's so cool. It's kind of like we have a drive-through. Parents come and they pick up a voucher here at Fresh Start, and then they call Black Eyed Pea and say, "Hey, we're on our way." And they go through their carryout window, and we've got a team over there that puts their meals together over there.
Oh my goodness!
And we have, of course, we want to love on them, so we have gift bags for them every month, and special things to help with parenting and that type of thing. We also do workshops and periodically, and so we're always looking for people who have expertise, maybe in financial management or parenting or time organization skills, anything like that that we can offer, not just to our single parents, but to many of the people who come here who may be lacking in those areas. Couples sometimes that's a big issue, finances. But we have and we sometimes need people to cut the grass and clean the building up, we will find a place to plug people in.
Yeah, and they can find you online. What is it? Fresh Start.
FreshStartResources.org.
Okay.
We have a website, and yes, you can contact us through that.
Okay.
Or through our emails, FreshStartResource@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
This may be significant for anyone who's listening to this. One thing that maybe separates us from maybe some other places to get help. We do everything by donation only here.
Okay.
There are no set fees for anything. We have had a faith ministry for 25 years almost. So when people come in, we ask if you can donate financially for whatever service you're receiving. We want you to do that because we have to keep the lights on.
Okay? Sure.
However, if you can't donate financially, we ask that you donate an hour time for whatever hour service you have. And so that's also, I mean, you can tell how clean the building is.
Yeah,
we have a lot of people
very
do that.
Clean, yeah.
So, but I like to mention that because a lot of times people need help, but they don't get counseling. They don't go because they're like, oh, what, you know, I can't afford that.
Right.
So, and if we can't help you, we'll try to network you to places where you can get help where it's financially affordable.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, sounds like we have plenty of opportunity here to plug in. Folks, I've known Gidget here for about 7 years, give or take, and I had no idea about all this stuff. And probably many of you will be able to say the same thing. Anything else we need to know before we close this out?
Just thank you for coming and giving us the opportunity for more people to know that we're... Yeah. We're here, and I guess to say, if someone calls here and needs help, and you know, we're readily available to help. And sometimes if it's to get in for counseling or a group, sometimes it takes a week or so to get in here, and just encourage people to be patient.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Gidget.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day, good night, good morning, whatever time it is, and we'll see you tomorrow.